topic for tonight, we begin Mitzvah Zayin, Shalalech Ala Pesach Na Umubushal, not to eat the Korban Pesach in a Na condition, which we'll describe, and a Mubushal condition, which we'll also describe. And what I want to look at tonight in particular is the issue of Meichel Ha'asoi, this partial cooking as it applies to Laws of Shabbos, as it applies to Basar V'Chalav. There you go, you get the good here. And as it applies to Korban Pesach. So first of all, Kimin Hagenu, we'll start out by reading the Sefer HaChinuch has to say about this mitzvah. He says, Shalo lecho besar ha-pesach na u-bashel, not to eat the Korban Pesach in a na condition, which he'll return to describe, as well as in a condition of mebushel, which we usually define as cooked with a liquid, ki hem tzli esh, but rather roasted on a fire, shenemar, as the pasuk says, al tochlu mimenu na u-bashel mebushel b'mayim, ki hem tzli esh. What do you know? Ha-inyon hazeh. This is the following, and he's going to describe 3 points. Number one, Shalo yochal oso kodem gemar bishulo v'afilu b'tzli, not to eat the Korban Pesach before its cooking process is complete, even if it is roasted. And here you encounter the problem with our vocabulary. We use the term bishul to refer to cooking in general, and we use the term to be specifically cooking in a liquid. And he's violating his principles right here when he says Shalo yochal oso kodem gemar bishulo v'afilu b'tzli. So he means bishul cooking. He doesn't mean bishul cooking in a liquid. It makes things very, very, very awkward here.
Bishul seems to imply that is that generally when the food is ready to be eaten, because you have that fruit as well.
Maybe ready to be eaten. Right now, I'll just use the word cooked. But even if it's roasted, and that's what the word na means. Shabasar shehis chabo maase haur v'nitzla ma'at. Meat that has begun to be affected by the fire, it is somewhat roasted. Ve'eno roi lachilas adam adayin, but it's not yet, or adam adin maybe. It's not edible yet for people. Nigra, no, that's called not. I believe it should be adayin. I don't think it means adin. I think it means adayin. Avol kishulchai legamrei, but when it's entirely raw, shalo hischabo huur klal. No fire has impacted it. Ain zeh bechlal lav dina. That's not called na. Lokos alav mishum al tochlu mimenu na. That's not called na. There are no malkos for eating it in that condition under the law of na. However, aser midoraisa. Aval aser midoraisa. There is still a separate biblical prohibition. Shekol she'edo tzli eish asra tara derech klal. Because the Torah itself says, don't eat it unless it is roasted over a fire. So it's not nah, but it is on its sleeve. And that's my second issue. First is not to eat it not. Second is not to eat it unsleeve. And then, uperush bashel, the meaning of bashel mevushal b'mayim, as the Torah says, shebishla b'mayim means that it's been cooked and boiled, really, in a liquid, or b'chomashke, or any other liquid, or a peros, the liquid from fruit, shenemar, as the pasuk says, of bashel mevushal, ribahakol, that comes to include everything. So those are the three issues. And then he continues to say, if you want to know what this mitzvah is all about, it is remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, of course. And that's the instruction of eat it tzli, specifically. Because that's what royalty does. They eat roasted meat. Because in my humble opinion, barbecue is best. That's what tastes good. It has the best taste. But the rest of the nation, if they can afford meat at all, they only will eat it cooked in a liquid, so that it'll fill up their bellies. Because when you barbecue it, you lose the fat. And when you boil it in a liquid, not only do you keep the fat, but you also gain the liquid itself. So it's more filling. We eat this to remember our departure into Cheros, being a special nation, etc. Then we should conduct ourselves as royalty, free people, royal people. By the way, you roast over an open flame, it cooks a lot faster. And so there's also the element of chipazon, of haste, involved in that cooking. dinei hamitzvah, the laws of the mitzvah, could go into masoets likedera or sochel b'mashkin or b'mei peros or b'mayim or b'shem and truma, various issues that come up. Madino yosef rotem uvorim b'psachim, all that's in psachim, but he is not done. The Vinohages bizacharim udekevas. You wouldn't have thought there was so much to say about this. He says it applies both to men and women. Bizman abayis in the time of the mikdash. V'ha'over aleha ba'achal na o muvushol loke. If you violate this, eating it na or eating it muvushol, you get malkos. V'chein ma'achal shneim ka'achas loke malkos achas. And so too, if you eat them as one, meaning you had it muvushol part way, so you also get malkos, but only one set, loke malkos achas. Sheshneim lav echad l'das Rambam zichrono l'bracha, because the Rambam's view is that they are really fundamentally one iser. The v'haramban zichrono l'bracha mana oson shnei lav, and the Ramban disagreed, and the Ramban said it's actually two separate losases, one non-itzli and the other na. The v'kasav shalokin alei and kol echad v'yachad, he takes the view you get malkas for each. The kevin tichsiv atochlu ki'im tzliyesh mifrit b'na umubushal lamali, because he says once the pasuk says to me don't eat it other than roasted, thank you, why do you need to specify don't eat it boiled, don't eat it na? The only reason to enumerate each one is to say each one is a separate iser. So there's a basic machlokas Rambam and Ramban. And this is something we may come back to at some point. But then he continues. V'amar zichrono livracha. He's talking about the Rambam. Ki v'chol mitzvos yia minyan kein. That the count works the same way in all mitzvos. Shekol nifratim b'tara echad echad. V'hem dvarim chalukim. He says, any time the elements in the Torah are listed as separate factors, each one is its own mitzvah in the big count of the 613. Remember the big game among the Rishonim. Right, Rabbi Simloi, he said, there are 613 mitzvahs. How do I get to 613 and not over? The problem isn't reaching 613. The problem is keeping yourself from going to like 913. So in this contest, each one counts as its own mitzvah. Could go and zed and no mevushal, like no and mevushal, v'chein esnan u'mechir, right? Not to bring a carbon from an esnan zona or mechir kelev, u'sor u'dvash, not to put s'or and dvash on a carbon. V'zulasam, these are all individual ones. So as far as the mitzvah count, the Rambam believes indeed that they are separate mitzvahs. However, v'amnam binyan hamalkos, as far as lashes, yesh chiluk bahem, he says, however, don't confuse what we do regarding the Karban Pesach laws with what we do regarding Esnan and Mechir Kelev, or Seor and Dvash, and the way we count Malkos there. Because anything that is listed with one don't only gets you one set of Malkos. Kigon Esnan Zono Mechir Kelev. Lo Sabi Esnan Zono Mechir Kelev Beis Hashem Elokecha. So there's one don't. Right? Or Mishpat Ger Yosom, right? About not being ma'ane them. Okay, that's a ben kulam. Aval halav and sheish men ben klal upratim betchilo besof. But when you have a losase that's presented with klal and then specification, and then a klal at the end, kigon ze, or at the end, I should say, kigon ze alav shapurat na umuvushol. The kol el al tochlu ki im tzliyesh, like with the Karban Pesach, where it says, don't eat it not, don't eat it with bushel, and then as a klal, eat it only roasted, right? V'chein ben nazir, he gives you another example from nazir, kol el mikol asher ye'osebi gefen hayayin lo ye'ochel, don't eat anything that's a great product, v'yachar kach porit, and then it specifies, chartzanim, zog, ganovim, right, the seeds, the skin, the grapes, lachem, when they're moist, vivashim, and dry. Then there's makas for each one. Because the fact that it'll list each individual one as its own specification teaches me there are makos for each. Kamo shamarinu, as we've said. The Rambam goes on at length in the ninth of his introductions to the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the 14 to tell me that you can't assume that because there's a certain number of mitzvahs involved, therefore it's the same number of Malkos. He says it's not so. He says we may count this as one mitzvah. I said before two, I think, but that was a mistake. We count it as one mitzvah, but we have multiple sets of Malkos. Whereas Ramban will disagree. And we get to the home stretch here in the Ramban. When I said that the Ramban will count each as its own independent mitzvah, when they are listed as pratim in the Torah, that's where they are substantively different. Like we've mentioned, could go in sour udvash, right? Sourdough and honey are fundamentally different. Esnanu mechir, fundamentally different. But where they're fundamentally the same, even if they have different names in the Torah, it's one mitzvah. Kigon, for example, all your firstborn among your cattle and your sheep, that's really one mitzvah. Dedicate every bechor, regardless of which animal it is. The specification is only explanation of it. This behema, that behema. It's a single instruction. That's simply that. We execute justice with these officials. But it's one instruction. And honest weights and measures. It's really one mitzvah. One instruction of don't have corrupt weights. Okay. Weights and measures. Good. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. In this mitzvah. Worth noting, there's a machlokes Rashi Rambam on the nature of this Sli Eish mitzvah. I think I included it on your sheet. Yes, if you take a look at source Aleph, you get the Gemara in Pesachim, which is a key Gemara in general. We're going to come back to it later. But Tana Rabbanan, Brisa says, Yachol Tzla'o Kol Sarcho, the brackets on this sheet I added of my own, they're not from the original text. Let's say a person roasted the carbon Pesach to the point where it's fully roasted, and then he cooked it in liquid. So is he liable? Is that bashel mevushal b'mayim? No. Tama lomar al tochlu bimenu na bashel mevushal b'mayim. The Torah links na, the partial cooking, with bishul b'mayim. Na ubashel mevushal amarti lach v'lo shetzlo kol tzarcho. The prohibition is against na. The prohibition is against mevushal, not something that's been fully roasted. Hey chidami, how do I define fully roasted? At which point it doesn't matter what you do with it. Amar Rashi teshav yacharucha. He said you burned it. Once it's singed already, at that point, put it in water if you like. It doesn't lose its tzli status. Clear? Good with it? Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, then the Braisa says, Yachol acha kizayis chay yehei chayev. I might think you're liable if you eat an olive-sized amount of it raw. Tamalomar al tochlu mimenu na uvashel mevushal. The pasuk says, "Don't eat it." Na and bashel mevushal. Na uvashel amarti lo chavalo chay. I didn't mention raw. It's not na. It's not bashel mevushal. You haven't violated those laws. Yachol yehei mutter. Does that mean then that it's entirely permissible to eat your carbon pesach raw? Tamalomar kiyim sliyesh. No, because the Torah says it's got to be roasted, right? Remember, the Rambam had 3 points. Not in the Sefer HaChinuch, I should say. Don't eat it before it's fully cooked, right? Not even before it's fully cooked, but it's partially cooked. I shouldn't have said before it's fully cooked. Not to eat it partially cooked. Not to eat it if it is not roasted. And not to eat it if it's mevushal and liquid. So you still violated the don't eat it if it's not roasted. That's still out. The kiyim sliyesh. And then they ask, Hechi Dami, no, what does Na mean? So Amara, Kidami Parsoi, Avarnayim. Rav says, oh, it's like the Persians say, Avarnayim, don't you know? You ask a Persian. So Rashi there on Yochol Yehei Mutter says, I might think it's Mutter, Lechom Imenu Chai Lechatchila, to eat it raw. Lechatchila initially. Tafil Vizuranami, like nothing's wrong. Tamalom Ra Tachlum Imenu Na Kiyim Sliyesh. That's what the Pasuk tells me. Below Zeshainotzli, Bahavya Lav Shabichwalos. It's a Lav Shabichwalos. It's a low sase which includes many circumstances within it, And v'haytana sabar in lokin alav shebichlalos. And he says there are no malkos for alav shebichlalos. That's why he said there's no malkos. It's just asr, but in lokin alav. That's Rashi. So Rashi calls it alav shebichlalos. The Rambam seems to disagree. If you take a look at source Gimel, the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach says na shezira alav Torah hu abasar shehischol bo maaseh ha'ur v'nitzla ma'at. This na is a reference to meat that has started to be affected by the flame. It is partially roasted, but it's not yet ready for people to eat. If you eat raw meat, no lashes. What you lost is a mitzvah asay. You didn't. It's not. He doesn't call it a lav shebichlalos. He calls it a mitzvah asay. Quoting Tzli Eish, Shenem Tzli Asar, Tzlo Kotzach, fine. I don't know that there's a practical application except maybe the discussion we had last week about the Rasha. Right? Lav shebichlalos for sure makes you a Rasha. It's a lo sase whether you're getting malkos or not. On the other hand, if it's simply I was mabatel and ase, that goes back to our discussion about the person who's mabatel and ase. So that's the only application I could think of, but it's worth noting that this Tzli Eish discussion is not so clear-cut. What I really wanted to focus on tonight is this issue of Michael ben Drusai. What is the stage defined as Michael ben Drusai, and for which halachos does it actually matter? We have three sets of halachos that we're going to compare tonight in terms of Michael ben Drusai. One is Korban Pesach. Second one is meat and milk, when you're not allowed to cook. At what stage is it called cooking? And the third is Hilchos Shabbos. At what stage is that called? Is food called cooked? So there are a couple of key gemaras. We're going to start out with one of them. I'm not going to do the second one, only because I don't want to distract I think that we used enough time on the Sefer HaChinuch. So I may come back to Vav, but I'm not doing it at the beginning.
Regarding the Bishul Achar Tzli.
Yeah.
Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli.
So, according to this, no. At least not Inyan Korban Pesach. Granted that Shabbos there is.
Yeah.
Because your goals are different. Your issues are fundamentally different when it comes to Tachos Shabbos. The issue is not removing the Tzliya status. The issue is, does Bishul change the food in any way?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that may be why. But you're right, it's different criteria. Let me hold off on that for now. I think actually the Mechassan does have a note on that. I have a memory that he does. Okay. Take a look at Dalit, please. The Gemara in Shabbos. Mishnah says, Ein solen basar batza ubeitza. Okay, no roasting meat, onions, or eggs. Unless there's enough, this is on Friday, unless there's enough time, they could roast before Shabbos starts. The Kama, the Gemara asks, how long is that? Amar, or how much does it have to cook before Shabbos? Amar, v'yelazer, amarav, k'deshiyotzolu mivodiyom, k'maychol ben Drusai. It has to reach the stage of Michael ben Drusai. I'm going to jump the rest of that piece in the Gemara because we don't need it. Rashi says in source, hey, Ben Drusai, list him, Haya, he was a bandit. Umuvashal Bishulo Shlish, he used to eat his food 1/3 cooked. That's Rashi's definition of Michael Ben Drusai. The Rambam, and we know the story, he was a bandit, he was on the run, he had to stay ahead of everybody, so he'd only cook it 1/3 of the way. The Rambam gives me a different standard. If I put meat on the coals on Shabbos and it gets roasted, even a dry fig amount of it gets roasted, that's the minimum amount to be significant. Even if it's a collection of two or three spots to reach that volume, chayav, you're liable. Lo nitzlavo kegrogeres, if it didn't reach that point, avol nisbashal kulo chatzi bishul, but it did reach the midway point, chayav, you are liable. So again, I'm going to jump the rest in the interests of time. And the Raivah tells you, where did he get this Chatzi Bishul thing from? Amar Avram Chatzi Bishul Perish Kameichel Ben Drusai. So the Rambam says, it's half. Now, this is not a case of being Machmir or being Mekil, because using either standard results in a Chumra and in a Kula, right? In terms of how cooked it has to be on Friday for me to allow it to continue cooking, so I'd rather the Kula would be to follow Rashi's standard. Once it's even 1/3 cooked, I can leave it cooking into Shabbos. On the other hand, in terms of liability on Shabbos for cooking, you want to go with the Rambam standard of half cooked. So each side will have a chumrah and a kula attached. And no surprise, we'll go lechomer in both directions because it's Shabbos. This one third or one half, why does this count for the laws of Shabbos? It doesn't seem to be the standard when you deal with meat and milk. Where the Torah prohibits me, right? We're told three times, Lo sevashel gedibah b'chalev imo, and one of them is to teach me you're not allowed to cook meat and milk. So take a look at the Gemara in Chulin, it's in Source Ches. Gemara Chulin Kufchesam at base, Kishem shaloke al achilaso, kach loke al bishulo. Just as one gets lashes for eating meat and milk, so too gets lashes for cooking it. Ube'eze bishul amru, what bishul do they mean? Bibishul sha'acherim ochlin oso machmas bishulo. Cooking it to a point where people will eat it. They'll say, oh, that's good cooked food. No one mentions Michael Bedrusai. It's popular standard. And Rashi writes explicitly in Source Tests, Acherim, Ote Kochavim, non-Jews. Because it's meat and milk, so you're not having Jews eat it. So when it's cooked to the point where a non-Jew would say, oh, that looks like a yummy cheeseburger, at that point, you're now Chayav. Klomar Shnisbashel, Kol Tzorcho. It is fully cooked. So Rashi explicitly says, Meichel Ben Drusoi is not my standard for meat and milk. Now, not everybody agrees with Rashi on this point. The Ritva, for example, does not. Take a look at Source Yud. Shacherim Ochlen Oso, Pirish Rashi Zal, Umos Ha'olam Ochlen Oso, Shnisbashel Kol Tzorcho. Umistabra, He says Rashi really meant Michael Ben Drusoi, because that's the way they eat. They all eat that way. They like their burgers raw.
Right.
The snails on the side. So the Ritva says that actually means Michael Ben Drusoi. The Pri Chadash Rav Chizkiya de Silva also said it on the second side in Source Yud Aleph. If you cook meat and milk, he says, but not to the point of Meichel Ben Drusoi, that's not biblically aser. Alma, the chol she'ein achem ochlen oso, lo mikri bishul. The fathers wouldn't eat it, it's not called bishul. Achem lo asra, lo midirabanan, shari ba'ana, it's only asra midirabanan, and therefore you're allowed to benefit. But his point is, the standard is Meichel Ben Drusoi. And indeed, Rav Yonasan Ivershitz made the same assumption in his Kreisi Uplesi, it's in Source Yud Beis, Mavur Sham BeGemara BeEze Bishul Amru, BeBishul Shacherim Ochlen Oso V'Hainu KaMeichel Ben Drusoi. V'Zeu Shetekev Salik Ein Kan Meichel Ben Drusoi. If you simply remove it right away, that fits into his discussion there in Yaradeya, then it's not Meichel Ben Drusoi. The Minchas Chinuch notes that the Kreisi Uplesi notes the Rambam in Hechos Machalos Asuros. If you take a look at Source Yud Gimel, this may be the reason why Meichel Ben Drusoi would be used as the standard. Look at what the Rambam does. Basar b'chalav asur levashlo, v'asur la'ochlo min ha'Torah, v'asur b'hana. No cooking, no eating, no benefiting. V'kobrano, so you bury it if you have a meat and milk mixture. The Afro Usur Kafer Kolonik Barin, you would not be allowed to use its ash if it got burned. Just like all the things that you're supposed to bury, you bury them because you're not allowed to use the ash. The Umishi Vashal Mishneim Kizayas Ke'echod Loke. So if you eat an olive sized amount from them, if you cook an olive sized amount of each of them together, you get Malkos. Shneamar Los Vashal Gedi Bachalevimo. And if you eat a kizayis of them, basar v'achalav shnis bashlu keachad from the meat and milk that were cooked together, loke. V'alfa bishlo bishlo, even though you didn't do the cooking. The Rambam did not give me a standard. He didn't say one way or the other. He didn't say kol tzarchu, he didn't say meichel ben drusoi. So the Kreisi Uplesi says, you know what? The Rambam, all through his discussion about cooking meat and milk, omits the brisa from chulin. Must be, the Rambam doesn't believe it has to be kol tzarchu. Must mean the Rambam believes Meichel Ben Drusoi is sufficient. So regarding meat and milk, at the very least, Rashi doesn't, with due respect to the Ritva, Rashi doesn't seem to think that Meichel Ben Drusoi is the standard. The Gemara in Chulin doesn't seem to believe that Meichel Ben Drusoi is the standard. There are those who disagree. We brought them just now. But on the whole, it doesn't look like Meichel Ben Drusoi is the Gemara is a standard for meat and milk. What about for Korban Pesach? Unclear. Practical case. The meat is roasted to the point of Meichel Ben Drusai. I'm sorry, it was Mavushal to the point of Meichel Ben Drusai. And now I want to fix it by roasting it. Ordinarily, we say Yesh Tzliach HaRbishal regarding this. If it was cooked part way and then I roasted it, I'm fine. But what if it was cooked already to the point of Meichel Ben Drusai? So the Minchas Chinuch says, well, the truth of the matter is that it may be moot. Because the Kresi Uplesi quotes the view of a Rav Lanzpor building on the Rosh. If you take a look at Source Yadalid, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Umashma, if you see Source Yadalid, Umashma de Bisra de Tara lo Bishela be Kli Rishon. It sounds like meat of an ox will not cook in a Kli Rishon. It's too tough. Umuter lases basar chai l'tol Kli Rishon sheviru me'al ha'or. So once it's off the fire, you could actually put raw ox meat into a Kli Rishon. Umihu, however, imaliach yashanu, if it is old and salted, efshar to usher, that might be usher, to memar lis bashal, because that will cook quicker. Kedarmina le'elfan. Vafilu nimloch mechadash, and even if it was just salted now, nihit the basar eno mis bashal, granted that the meat won't cook, nonetheless, halach luchis va'melach va'adam shebesocho mis bashal. The liquid in it, the salt in it, the blood in it will cook. The nibble of a basar will be absorbed in the meat, basar, and that is asar. So the Kresi Uplesi notes that, and
sorry, when it says that it's talking about the juices and the salt, is it talking about the ox meat or is it talking about the salt in the?
No, it's talking about the ox meat. There it was freshly salted. Now that's his case. So it's salt on the ox meat. But his point is only, even if you're going to tell me the ox meat doesn't cook, the liquid cooks. And this is quoted, this rush is brought as far as our Korban Pesach discussion. Because in the Korban Pesach, it isn't only a matter of cooking the meat, it's also a matter of the liquid. If you take a look at the next source, the Gemara Pesachamai and Heyomid Beis, source Tezvav, Mishnah says, Naga b'charso shel tanur yiklof es mekomo. If the Korban Pesach is supposed to be roasted on the spit, right? What if it touches the clay from the wall of the oven? You have to remove the spot that touched the clay. That didn't get cooked by the fire directly. That's not sliesh. Nataf merot v'alacheres v'chazar elav. What if some of the juice dripped on the clay and then bounced back onto the meat? Yiklof es mekomo. You have to remove the spot. Because it is Mubushal from the Cheres, it's not Sliesh. So therefore I care about the liquid. So the question of whether I could really fix this with Slia after Bishal, and what if it was Mubushal to Meichel Ben Drusai, may not actually be relevant here. Because even if the meat isn't cooked, the liquid may be cooked. And the liquid being cooked is in and of itself significant. So the truth of the matter is, this is the Menchas Chinuch's point in Sivkot and Gimel. He says it. This all may be moot as far as that. Nonetheless, we still need to answer the question. We're not looking at the Menchas Chinuch inside yet. We do have something coming up inside, but not just yet. What about the term na? Does the term na help me? The answer is no. In the Gemara Pesachim that we saw at the outset, right, we said it was Avarnayim. So what's Avarnayim? Rashi helps you. If you see Rashi, Tezayin, Kedamri Parsoi, like the Persians say, Avarnayim. Osat Sliya, that roasting, Shabalashan Parsi Kriya, Avarnayim. Balashan HaKodesh, Karina. Right? Under Avarnayim, he says, see no, under no, he says, see Avarnayim. And with a helpful note, by the way, this is from the Persians, which the Gemara already said. So Rashi doesn't add anything that's going to help me regarding this definition of na, and the Rambam doesn't really help me either. If you take a look at the Rambam we saw earlier in this parak Ches Halacha Vav in Sores Gimel, so he just said, Nashis hira alav tara hu abasa shehischa bo maisa ha'ur v'nitzla ma'at ve'eno roi l'achilas adam adayin. Right? It's a little roasted, not yet ready for people to eat. That doesn't tell me anything about Meichel Ben Drusai. So the word na doesn't help me at all. Maybe Meichel Ben Drusai is the standard. maybe Michael Ben Drusai is the standard. The Gemara Pesachim did not say anything about Kol Tzarcha, right? The Rambam's definition of Na'am coped a little bit. We do link the laws of Shabbos and the laws of Pesach, the Menchas Chinuch points out, as far as at least one law. Take a look, please, on your sheet. That's Sorry Yud Zayin. From that same Daf and Pesachim. Amr of Chizdar. Chizdar says, regarding the laws of Shabbos, HaMevasha B'chamei Tiberia B'Shabbos Potter. If you cook on Chamei Tiberia, the hot springs on Shabbos, Potter. Exempt from liability. Right? That's not called Ish. Pesach Shabishla B'chamei Tiberia, Chayav. Korban Pesach, you cook in the Chamei Tiberia, you are liable al achilasa, meaning if you eat it, because it wasn't roasted. Maishna B'Shabbos D'lo. Why are you not liable on Shabbos? To toldos eish, but in a malacha, because it's not a toldos eish. Pesach nami lav toldos eish hu. Well, Pesach also is not toldos eish, and therefore I shouldn't call it bashel mevushal. So Amar Rava, Rava says, my chayav diktani. No, what did we mean? I'm sorry. He's asking the question the other way. The assumption originally is that your chayav for bashel mevushal, right? Not that you're chayav for non-sli'esh, but that you're chayav for bashel mevushal. That's the assumption. I should have written that in. So they ask, well, it's not bashel mevushal. So Amar Rava, my chayav diktani, he says, you're right. What did we mean when we said you're liable? Dekavar mishum delav sli'esh. What you're liable for is that it's not sli'esh. You're not liable for the bashel mevushal issue. Rav Chia Breiner of Nasan Masnil Alahad Rav Chista Behedya, he actually learned it as an explicit statement of Rav Chista. Amar Rav Chista Mevasha B'chamei Tiberia B'Shabbos Potter U'Pesach Shebishla B'chamei Tiberia Chayav She'avar Mishum Tzli Eish. If it's not Tzli Eish. So what emerges here, the Menachas Chinuch points out, is that we do link the laws of Shabbos and the laws of Korban Pesach at least on this one level. But we have no conclusion here, we have no proof here that Michael ben Drusai is actually the standard. At best, we have some language in the Rambam that says that no is when it's not edible to humans at all. So maybe that Michael ben Drusai is a step up from that. Maybe. But that's really it. So, this is what we now have. I want to do a quick review before we hit the Menchas Chinuch's main point. We have defined Michael ben Drusai as one-third or one-half cooked, depending on whether your name is Rashi or Rambam. We said that Michael ben Drusai does not count for meat and milk. We said it counts for the laws of Shabbos. That was explicit. We said it doesn't necessarily count for meat and milk, certainly according to Rashi and Chulin, unless you take the Ritva's read of Rashi, right? Your liability for meat and milk begins when it's cooked to the point where normal people eat the food, not where ben Drusai eats the food. And we say regarding Korban Pesach, no one gives me a standard, really, for what is considered to be roasted. No one says to me, Michael ben Drusai is sufficient for it to be called roasted. Na might be just short of Michael ben Drusai, but I have no proof of that. So my question is, why is it that Michael ben Drusai counts when it comes to the laws of Shabbos? So Menachas Chinuch offers an interesting answer. If you look in Sivkan Gimel, he says, where did he do it? I had to redo the entire Menachas Chinuch in order to put this shiur in order. The way I originally had it was a nightmare. But that means that we're now looking back into the middle of it. Yeah. If you take a look on page Mem Dalet, the inside column, and what we'll look at, Umikol Makom, it's the end of the second thin line. Okay? Umikol Makom. Do you have it? Okay? Umikol Makom Nira de Tzarech Iyun Din Ezeh, de Vaday Din Arishon, de Koda Meichel Ben Drusai Lavi Bishol Klal, Vaday Emes. He says, the rule that pre Michael ben Drusai, it's not cooking at all. That's for sure true. Achim is bashal kamaychal ben drusoi. But if it's cooked to the point of maychal ben drusoi, efshar lomar, you could say, davka le'inyan Shabbos havi bishal kamaychal ben drusoi. That's called bishal as far as Shabbos is concerned. Ayim menachos nun zayin, that's the Gemara we skipped on the source sheet. Peshas kamp amim. Aval inyan Pesach efshar delau. But for Pesach, it might not be called cooking. Umino amin Allah, based on what do I say this? Digam b'basar b'chalav k'siv lo sevashel, because after all, when it came to meat and milk, the Torah says, don't cook it, v'over ala b'bishol, v'gam ala achila derech bishol, umavur b'chulin kufchesam e'beiz, k'shim shalok e'vachulu k'achlok al-bishulo, beiz e'bishol amrusha acherim ochlin v'chulu. Right? When it came to meat and milk, the Gemara standard was when people eat it, not when it's at Meichel ben Drusoi. Uvirish Rashi shenis bashar kol tzarcho. Mevur lehedit de lo habi bishol ad shenis bashar kol tzarcho. So it appears. And then if you have my edition, then you see footnote Dala that takes you to that Riffa, who reread Rashi. But in Cain, Kanami, so here too, regarding Pesach, the same thing should be true, that Meichel ben Drusoi doesn't count. Then why does it count for Shabbos? V'lo dami l'Shabbos, you can't compare it to Shabbos. V'hasam al kopanim b'lachas machshebes ika. Because the principle for Shabbos is not, is it cooked or not? It's your intent. Right? Melechas machshavas. My intent was to cook it to the point of minimum edibility, and I succeeded. Aval kol makom shemuzger b'Torah bishul. Wherever the Torah says bishul in general, habi bishul kol tzarcho. That means full cooking, kamo basa b'chalav, like meat and milk. Imkein kanami and over alav zeh, below nis basha kol tzarcho. And then for Pesach also, you won't be in violation unless it is actually fully cooked. That's his argument, that it's a melechas machshavas issue regarding Shabbos. It's not an issue of bishul per se at all. And I found support for this idea in a Taz. If you take a look in Source Yerches, Shulchan Aruch says, Tav shulshin is bashal kol tzarcho. Food is fully cooked. Yesh bo mishum bishul im nitzdane. If it cools off, then it's bishul again if you cook it. And the Rama writes, "V'yeshomim dafkim mitzdamik v'yafalo." Some say only if it's going to improve as it dries out. That's where it'll be called bishul. The Taz quotes his father-in-law, the Bach. He says, "Umori chamiz al docha deyazu mehalacha." My father-in-law rejected this idea from the law. Dehik shalom, because he challenged it. Dal karchach lamachakim in yafalo o ralo. He says the concern of is it good for it or is it bad for it to dry out is only relevant when I have concerns about lest you turn up the heat. Right? We say I can't leave things in a position where I might accidentally turn up the heat if turning up the heat would be good for it. But if turning up the heat would be bad for it, there's no concern that I'm going to actually turn up the heat. That's where I make a distinction between is it good for it or is it bad for it. But as far as defining the biblical act of cooking, such that I have to bring a chatas, we don't make any such distinction. That's the Bach's position. So when the Rama says it's only bishul if it's going to improve, the Bach says, what are you talking about? What does that do with improving? It's bishul. Either it's bishul or it's not bishul. So, now watch what the Taz does. Nearly, it appears to me, that even biblically, you could indeed make a distinction based on mitzdamik v'yafalo versus mitzdamik v'ralo. Why? Same point that Mechas Chinuch made regarding Meichel ben Drusoi. Tekayim alon b'melechas Shabbos, t'melechas machshavas asr v'torah. That's the principle. Melechas machshavas is what the Torah prohibited. V'ayinu b'mayde nechale, meaning what people actually are okay with. What do they want to have happen when they cook? This person came to heat it up in order to take off the chill. Lo sheit stamik o, not that it should dry out further. Daharalo, because that's bad for it. Dihaya tovlo, if it was good for it. Haya aser, it would be prohibited. Dechayshin and shemim iskali le stamik, because we are concerned that he wants it to dry out. Mashenki baza, as opposed to here. So the Taz says that indeed, when it comes to liability for bishul on Shabbos, it's determined by what you want to have happen. So it's a support for the idea that the Minchas Chinuch puts forward, as opposed to then Karban Pesach, where there is no issue of Melechas Machshavas. So the standard should not be Meichel ben Drusoi. The standard is cooking such that people eat it, like the standard by Basar B'chalav. Clear? Good. Shkach.